This is a big one. Topic 2.7. Describe the basic structure of an amino acid, structures of specific amino acids are not required, and the formation of polypeptides and proteins as amino acid monomers linked by peptide bonds in condensation reactions, and explain the significance of a protein's primary structure in determining its three-dimensional structure and properties, globular and fibrous proteins, and types of bonds involved in three-dimensional structure. Right, an amino acid has a single central carbon to which is attached an amine group, NH2, a carboxylic acid group, C double bond OOH, a hydrogen atom, and an R group. Now this R could be something as simple as another hydrogen, or it could be a long chain. It doesn't really matter at this stage what that group is. There are a whole load of them, and they're what make the amino acids different. You connect two amino acids to each other through a condensation reaction. So that OH group on the carboxyl end and one of the hydrogens at the amine end will combine to form a water molecule. And you'll end up with this C double bond O bonded to an NH and then the continuation of the rest of the amino acid. That is the peptide bond. Okay? It's condensation, so you're always getting water out. To split the polypeptide chains up, you need to add water through hydrolysis. That's how you form the primary structure of an amino acid. It is simply the chains of amino acids in order forming a polypeptide. Okay? Primary structure, an order of amino acids. Secondary structure, you're going to start forming hydrogen bonds between the carboxyl and amine groups of amino acid chains. This doesn't involve the R group at all, but what it does result in is the folding or coiling of the polypeptide chain. These are non-adjacent amino acids, and the most common examples you'll see are the alpha helix and the beta pleated sheet. Okay, it's enough that you know that this forms the secondary structure. The tertiary structure, the three-dimensional structure that makes the protein what it is, results from the folding of the secondary structural elements. And these are stabilized by bonds formed between the amino acid R groups. And many shapes could be formed, globular, compact proteins, fibrous, elongated proteins. You're going to have some hydrogen bonds. You're going to have some ionic bonds. You're going to have some sulfide bridges. And this will depend very much on the R groups themselves. Some of the R groups will be polar, and therefore if you've got a polar substance such as water, and most of your proteins will be in a water-like substance, then those polar groups will orientate themselves outwards, and the non-polar ones will orientate themselves in. So you'll have the interaction between the R groups and the solvent as well. The quaternary structure is the relationship between multiple polypeptide chains. And in most cases, the proteins are more than one polypeptide chain. And this quaternary structure is assembled after protein synthesis, but primary, secondary, and tertiary are all taking place during protein synthesis. So you'll end up with a globular or fibrous protein. If you've got an enzyme, then the enzyme's active site will be determined by the sequence of the R groups and the orientation of them. Paper chromatography, electrophoresis, and X-ray crystallography can be used to identify the sequence of amino acids in a protein and their structure.